Welcome to the first week of CS2910 Teaching Practicum. This week we're going to talk about primarily things that aren't particularly exciting, things to know how to handle bad or unfortunate circumstances. We'll spend most of the semester talking about good circumstances, things you want to have happen and how to handle them effectively. But it's important, in case something bad happens, to have an idea of where you should go. So in this video, we're just going to talk about some that are related to being a TA in general. The first thing to think about is what you should do if you are surprised. There's lots of different ways you could be surprised. Maybe your instructor is asking you to do things you didn't think would be part of your job. Maybe you're being asked to work more or fewer hours than you're reporting. Lots of things that could be surprising. You might be surprised by how your students are interacting with you. So if you're surprised or concerned about something as the semester is progressing, tell someone. If we don't know you're surprised, we can't tell you if it's, yes, everybody has that surprise. I'll try to explain those during this course, but I won't hit all of them. Or if it's something that you should be surprised and concerned about, we would be surprised about too and ought to help out with. There's different people you can check with. You might consider a head TA or the like, a more experienced TA. Whoever is available, get an immediate read on if this is appropriate or not. You don't have to go through that. You can go directly to your supervisor. Your supervisor, part of their job is to manage and help you succeed. Even if your problem is with your supervisor, if your supervisor is asking you to do something you find unexpected, it's still worth mentioning this to them because perhaps they just haven't thought about it or haven't thought about it with your perspective. So always recommend talking to them if it's anything that can't be readily resolved by something else, or if you just want to talk to them. Most of our faculty very much enjoy interacting with their TAs. You can also talk to me. As the instructor of the Teaching Practicum course, I am a resource this semester for all of our new TAs to understand what's going on. I can facilitate conversations with other people, help you get in touch with the right resources, and sometimes even answer your questions directly. A great way to reach out to me is via this class's Discord. If we eventually get back in person, dropping by my office is also appropriate. If it's very personal information, you're certainly welcome to use email or the like as well. I'll try to be available as much as I can to assist you wherever you want. The chair and associate chairs of the Department of Computer Science are also resources. They're, of course, thinking about a lot of things about department organization and running. But TAs are a big part of how this department succeeds, and they'll be happy to address and understand what's going on. So you're welcome to reach out to them. Our department chair, Kevin Skadrin, is a very busy schedule. Our associate chairs are a little bit more approachable, but you're welcome to reach out to any of these cases if something happens that you didn't expect. So along with this, there will be various times when you'll be surprised when you're asked a question that you don't know how to handle. This is a kind of surprise. You should still tell someone, get some information, but don't pretend. It's important and worth mentioning. We all have this instinct to try to save face, to appear clever, to meet the expectations of those around us, to rise to what they want us to do. And those are all fine instincts, but they can lead you astray. If you decide, therefore, to pretend that you know something or guess without telling people you're guessing, this can cause significant problems. So if you don't know, admit you don't know. You're welcome to move on from there, but make sure that you don't pretend that you know something that you really don't. Now, when we're thinking about being surprised and telling people things, there's a particular type of reporting things that you must do. Because you are an employee of the CS department, you're also an employee of the university. Because you're an employee of the university, you're also an employee of the state. Because you're an employee of the state, various laws and state regulations that have been passed apply to you, notably something called mandated reporting. The concept of mandated reporting is something I think we can all agree with. It's an effort to try to reduce abuse. Abuse of various kinds, be it physical, emotional, or sexual, tends to be highly underreported. And if people don't know what happened, it's hard to intervene and stop it. Mandated reporting says that if you witness evidence of any kind of abuse, physical, emotional, or sexual, are the three main kinds of abuse that we'll encounter in a university setting. You must report it. There are multiple ways to report, but the easiest is to go to justreportit.virginia.edu, which is available to all students and faculty and staff and everybody associated with the university for any kind of thing, including things that aren't abuse. But it's a simple, relatively easy way to report anything you happen to witness, and then they can take it and decide what to do with it from there. You can also report directly to the state, which has a number of different hotlines for different kinds of things, numbers you can call. A link to that is in the write-up for this material. But you should know that abuse in particular comes in this special situation. Now, you should report all abuse you see all through your life to try to help reduce the abuse that exists in the world. You're mandated to report it while you're operating as a TA. So that's where that law applies to you, as I understand it has been interpreted by the university lawyers. So these are some things you should know about. We're also going to talk about various aspects this week about the use of the power that you receive as a TA and how to use that in an ethical and wise way. But we'll put those in additional videos.